Thursday night, or the Hazayan ER. So, we're coming up to Lag BaOmer, and Sunday, and tomorrow's Friday. So what does that mean? So, let's take it slow. Every Lag BaOmer, really, it seems, Maker Adin, that you need the Mikvas Hayom Kekulo of Lag BaOmer itself. And therefore, the Ramah says that you can't take a haircut on the night before. The night of Lag BaOmer, the night before Lag BaOmer, the night leading into Lag BaOmer, or Lag BaOmer. You can't. Okay. The minhag seems to have become that you listen to music at night. That seems to be pretty well established that you do. Mishnah Berurah says that even those that some are makil to take a haircut the night before, but he never heard of anyone being makil to get married the night before. So, okay. Then he says, and then the Shar HaTzion says that he really shouldn't do it, but Achrei Shekamo Makilin Gami Bo Erev Shalafonov Lehistaper, at least to take a haircut, Lo Nimnati Lohavi Daiton Bifnim. So I brought down their Deya because there are many that hold that way. So as I say, like by music, the Olam is Makil. So I don't know. Okay, music is not really one of the Minhagei Avelus that's Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. So Bekitza, haircut not. And maybe Bishas Hadchak, yes, Mishnah Berurah says, because there are those that hold yes, but basically not. That's every Lag BaOmer. Now, when Lag BaOmer comes out Sunday, we know that there's a hater to shave and take a haircut tomorrow. I've never seen anywhere that, I haven't, maybe it says it somewhere, I've never seen it, that you have to wait till Chatzos, which really, usually goes along with the idea of Kavod Shabbos is after Chatzos. I didn't see it anywhere. Tonight, even the Mishnah Berurah, who says B'Shas Hadchak you can take the night before, is talking about when Lag BaOmer is Friday. You're not talking about a year such as this year when Lag BaOmer, when you're shaving Friday or taking a haircut Friday because of Kavod Shabbos. So to say tonight is mutter is not, really doesn't have any source whatsoever. Okay. But you can do it right away in the morning. If you're going to shave twice, then there's no heter for that. And the chayyur motzei Shabbos, it becomes usher again. It's mutter to take a haircut or to shave tomorrow. But motzei Shabbos, you're again usher. The chayyur. Okay. Good. Chayyur malvavus. We're up to the sixth shiur in Chayvus Halvavus in the new Sedra. We concluded yesterday with like an interesting insight. He says that Chayvus Halvavus Chayvus Halvavus you could, there's mitzvos sichlios and mitzvos shimios, meaning obedient, logical, and those that you listen, that you do because we're obedient to Hashem. They're not necessarily, they're not logical to us. But in the mitzvahs, chovos halavavos, there are only mitzvah sichlius. And the way he says it, like, if we have to do a mitzvah with our minds, with our hearts, with our minds, you can't wrap yourself around it, so to speak, if it's not logical. The mind has to accept it and understand it and see it and absorb it, and then it could go do it. So he says, in chovos halavavos, there are only mitzvos sichlios. See, okay, then he says mitzvos aseh and lo saseh. V'chal ha-mitzvos ein achlokot l'mitzvos aseh and mitzvos lo saseh. Menenu tzvich nevor azeh v'mitzvos o'evorim. It's pretty well known in mitzvos o'evorim. What's an aseh? Lav and aseh is examples of each nation you do as l'kol. Avlani zocher, I will mention now mi mitzvos aseh and mi mitzvos lo saseh. Shebechovos halavavos mashi yuzdaminli, because people are not aware that there are specific chovos halavavos. So I'm going to mention aseis and losa aseis of chovos halavavos. Kedeshi yedimyon, I'm not going to give you the whole list, but you extrapolate from that. Berzus Hashem Yisbarach. Umitzusos Haseh Shebecholdus Halavavos. We'll mention two or three now. Shenamin. You have to believe. Kiesh La'olam Borei. That the world has a Borei. That doesn't mean you have to say the world has a Borei. It means you have to believe it. You have to have an inner conviction. And it's not so simple at all. You have to have an inner conviction that the world was created by a Borei. Ubra'o me'ayin. And that he created it. This is all part of the Mitzvah Semunah. And he created it from nothingness. So when you absorb and are comfortable with and believe and are convinced that Hashem made the world out of nothing. Nothing is no raw materials. No raw, right? You just ex nihilo, out of nothing. So you get a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah, the same mitzvah you get when you put on tzitzis and when you put on tefillin. You get a mitzvah saseh. Kinamin sheyesh lolam borei ubro'o meyayim v'she'en kamohu. That's the mitzvah of echad, yichud. V'she'nekabel olav yichudo. You're convinced of it, you makabel it, you absorb it. Okay, we'll stop here because he goes through a whole list. They basically end up being not really Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidius, but then he goes on to say other things. I mean, he throws out Yisodos every two or three words. So here it's Mitzvahs Namin Yesh Olam Borei Ubro'o Me'ayin V'she'en Kamohu V'she'nekabel Olenu Yichudo. Okay, we'll stop.